Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS or Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That's on Sundays. On Mondays, typically you need ESPN to watch the game. I know for YouTube TV customers, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge tonight because as we speak this moment, there is no ESPN on YouTube TV. So
what are y'all going to do?
Well, here's some advice. Merrill and Mike and Devin right here on WIP.
That's a good alternative. That's a great alternative.
Listen to them. I don't know what YouTube TV people are doing tonight. I sitting back with my more expensive cable and smiling because I have the game tonight. Just listen, once in a while, you got to count the wins even when they're losses. So my money is dwindling, but my game is there. Don't worry about that. What are you doing tonight? You got to fix that?
I'm getting somebody a password. I'm still working.
You're one of those.
Shout out to all the people that gave me the password, but I feel kind of bad.
So password Douglas and what, Antenna Quinn over here?
Pirate Hugh.
Well, however you watch it tonight, we're going to have some new and maybe old faces on the field tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's work through what we expect out of some of the new guys tonight. So here's what we do now. Jair Alexander, they left him home, so he's not making his debut tonight.
Mm-mm.
I kind of wish he was playing against the Packers. I mean, I don't know. It just would have been cool to see him against his old team. But no, he's not ready to go. No, Jair Alexander didn't even make the trip with the Eagles. So he's not playing tonight. And that does have me concerned about cornerback, too, because I don't know who's starting tonight. You think it's Jacorian Bennett tonight?
You know, I was looking at the depth chart, mm-hmm. trying to figure that out. And right now, when you got Adoree Jackson still in the lineup in Quinion.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I'm just looking at the depth chart. It hasn't been, you know, I updated because on this one, Jacorian is still on IR. So we'll wait and see. But if I was to bet, I would probably say if he's ready to go, yeah, he'll probably be out there.
If not, Adoree and Keely Ringo at corner two. All right, so we have that situation. But now let's talk about the guys that are going to be in an Eagles uniform tonight. A couple of them for the first time and one, certainly not for the first time. We've seen it a lot over the years. Let's start with that guy. Brandon Graham going to be making his return tonight. It seems like Jair Alexander is kind of on the Brandon Graham path where he's back, but he wasn't ready. But they got Brandon through the bye, so now he's going to be there in Green Bay tonight. What's your expectation for BG tonight? First game
probably,
back.
I'd probably say no more than 10 plays. Just get him acclimated. He hasn't had training camp. You know, it's kind of cold outside. So just get him acclimated. So I'd say about 10 to 15 plays.
You know what, though? That might be enough to make one big play. I mean,
might be.
You would think he's going to be out there on the what? Third and eights, third and nines?
Definitely pass rushing downs.
True pass rush down. So I'm excited to watch a play tonight. BG back in an Eagles uniform. Number two would be Michael Carter, the corner, slash safety. He said he could play safety. That's the one I have no idea what kind of role he's going to have tonight. Like, if you tell me Michael Carter plays zero snaps tonight, or like a few, all right, I guess that makes sense. Maybe in dime or whatever he comes in. Hugh, I could also see a situation where maybe he plays a little nickel and Cooper goes out to outside. Like Michael Carter feels like the one that's the hardest to predict his role. Yeah, down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's when you're talking about trying to figure out how to defend this defense. That's something that could be somewhat of a problem for you. You got a couple new faces out there, and you know how Vic wants to play, but I think Jalen Phillips is going to be probably the wild card. I think that's the one guy that they're really looking at that's going to be the real difference maker when it comes to this defense.
Well, that's the one we should talk about the most because he's the one you would think is the biggest impact player and the one that could play the most. Now, they're a little bit stronger, you would think, at edge tonight just with bodies, right? Brandon Graham's going to be there. Nolan Smith said he's going to play in this game, so mm-hmm. he makes his return. I don't know how much they're going to ask of Jalen Phillips. Like, is he going to get the most reps? Nolan go back to getting the most reps because he's the guy here off the eye. I don't know.
I'm looking at the depth charts, you know, and I don't know how updated they are, but on both of these depth charts that I'm looking at, the one on our lads and the one on the official ESPN site, they got him both starting.
Jalen
got him starting. So that's why I'm saying it's hard to say because you know they probably update these websites every day, every hour, maybe. Yeah.
But you also don't know how Fangio is going to use any of these guys.
This is true. You don't know because it's one of those things where you have to basically wait and see how the game's going to play out.
So Elliot said something to us last week I thought was interesting on the Nolan Smith, Jalen Phillips thing. Because like, when I think of it now, there are two best edge rushers, right? Like if Nolan's healthy, Nolan mm-hmm. and Jalen Phillips are two best guys. But Elliot said something last week that thus far in their careers, Nolan and Jalen Phillips mostly have spent most of their snaps on the same side, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're on different teams. Do you think that's going to be challenging for one of them to have to flip to the other side?
It could potentially be. You know, I was the type of defensive back. I had to play right. I couldn't be a left defense. The mechanics were different. I had always been the right side, played on the right side, so that's where I was most comfortable. So, yeah, that could potentially be something. I especially if there's really no footage on either guy doing anything different right. than that. So, yeah, it could be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how much they're actually going to play together tonight. Maybe they'll just rotate in for each other. You know,
because it all depends. You could put package in where they're both on the same side and, you know, run some games or something. Rushing off the same side. I don't know what that looks like. And to me, if you were to do that, it would have to be a definite passing down because you don't want two guys over there that are kind of lighter guys on one side of the ball. Yep. That gives you a tendency you might want to run over there a lot. So,
can't wait to watch, especially Jalen Phillips tonight. 215-592-9494. More confident or nervous as the hours tick down to kick off tonight in Lambeau Field? And should the Eagles be petty about the tush push? I mean, Kyle and I are pretty clear about this. We want this thing to be run as many times as possible within the game tonight. I want to make it a spectacle. I want Micah Parsons to tap out because he doesn't want to defend the tush push. Meanwhile, we got Hugh Douglas over here saying throw the ball deep. I mean, we're trying to run the tush push over here, Hugh.
Yeah, the first play of the game. Like, yeah, just chuck it down the field.
No. Tush. They didn't try to ban the deep shot, Hugh. They tried to ban the tush push.
No, I get it, but that to me makes no sense.
It doesn't sound like you get it.
Tush push on the first play of the game makes no sense.
It's to set the tone.
Come on, I understand that. Yeah.
It would be funny.
We're not trying to crack jokes. We're trying to win a football game.
No, we're trying to be petty.
Well, we can still be petty. There's going to be other opportunities to be petty within the game.
Yeah, but that would be like ultimate petty.
It would. It would set the tone for the game. Like,
tone for pettiness?
Could you imagine Parsons' reaction? I want the camera on Parsons and LaFleur as they're like, oh, you got to be bleeping kidding me. They're running this on the first play of the game.
Y'all asking for a whole lot. Well, most of us have to probably hear it because we won't be able to see it.
Well, not. I wouldn't say most.
Well, some of us.
I mean, I don't think most.
We're going to hear Merrill describe it.
Well, Merrill describe Merrill it. Great. Can't wait. By the way, pregame show starts at 6 tonight. Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
Hugh and Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, pal?
Hugh, do you need my DirecTV password? Are you all set?
No, I'm good, man. I'm going to figure it out. Okay. I appreciate you offering it up, though.
Some generous people.
I just thought maybe that's why you put out that squirrel energy, man. That team is squirrels a lot.
Squirrel, is that right?
Maybe you're nervous about,
Joe's the nervous one.
I know,
one.
But they expect it out of me. You're supposed to have some confidence today.
I am confident.
You're a little trepidatious. But let me just say real quick, that thing with the poison pill and the contract with Micah's. Dude, that is so embarrassing. I mean, if you put that together with the fact that Green Bay did try to ban the tush push, it's just like all these teams, they just think about us all the time.
They're terrified of the Eagles. I mean, it's
beyond rent-free. They're like renovating the guest room for us, man. This is just like, it's hilarious. It's really embarrassing. But anyway, So real quick, so remember we were talking about like the line was surprising. I was surprised by the line. You guys were surprised by the line, I think. I was listening to a podcast, a fantasy football podcast. Mm-hmm. A lot of good is doing me since I'm about to lose to Joe Giglio tonight.
That's right. All I need is a few Saquon points, right?
I'd like to think of it as I'm losing to Saquon. But anyway.
Yeah, you had Dicker the kicker last night? He missed one on you. He had the doink.
Man, don't. Just don't.
All right.
Don't.
Sorry,
I thought
Matt.
I was going to climb back. I'm just backing out ass first. I don't know what. My friends are just like, what?
Well, I thought I gave you a gift because I started Bo Nix on Thursday night. He gave me 5 points.
And I was like, I take this gift.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's a mistake.
Yo, man, you put some smoke out there, man. He was like some pyrotechnics.
I know. Hugh's got to score like 200 points this week.
Nobody wants to hear about our team.
Yeah, sorry. It's my fault.
All right, so these guys are out of Madison, and they were like, so they're like more, they're not national media. They're kind of closer to us.
Yep.
You know, like they're talking about the game, and they were like, this defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, mm-hmm. I don't know who this guy, I've never heard of him.
He used to be the Boston College head coach in college, and then he jumped to the NFL to be a coordinator.
Right. They were like, he's got all these like exotic shell coverages and disguises, and like it's going to totally flummox Jalen. And I'm just like, I didn't hear that. They were like totally like, we're going to win the game. And I guess that's the same way we feel. I mean, I think we're going to win this game. But I was like, who is this guy, Jeff Hafley? And like, is their defense good? Like, is it actually legit?
They can stop the run. They're pretty good against the run.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I think their defense is good. I think they're a good team, Matt. I just think they have these moments where they just like they have these bad weeks. Like they had a bad week last week, and I don't know what Packers team shows up most weeks. Like at their best, I think they are near the top tier of the NFL. Like I don't know, top 5, 6, 7 team. Like I think they at the best they are good, but they also have weeks where they lose at home to the Panthers. Like that was ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't really have an identity.
No.
Honestly, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of juice tonight. I feel good about us, but these guys, it was interesting to hear other people talk about it that weren't national media that were like, oh, yeah, we're going to handle these guys. I was like, that's weird. So I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, I think it's the kind of game where whoever wins, we walk away and say, all right, they belong in the top tier. And then whoever loses, there's going to be a real question.
Packers top five, total defense.
Top
total
five,
defense.
We're winning. We are winning this game.
I need Matt, at least you're confident. I mean, Hugh tells me he is, but, you know.
We're winning this
We're
game.
Not sure.
Well, he needs his little. He's got to get his passwords all figured out. I got a satellite. I got an old satellite from mom and dad's place.
I'm good.
On the way home.
I appreciate you, though. I'm good, though. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to make sure you're comfortable. All right, because I don't know. You can't watch it with Skip.
Can't watch it.
Right,
well, you could.
Go.
I mean, Matt, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Skip.
You could. I mean,
heck no.
It's in the neighborhood. It's easy. Just go down to his house and you come back.
I'm not.
What's the worst that happens?
It's a lot can happen. I'm not watching with Skip.
Yeah, we shouldn't get into what the
probably shouldn't have asked that question. Yeah, Sam in Bed Salem's up. What's up, Sam?
Oh, hi.
Hey, Sam.
A longtime listener since like I was maybe 6 years old in my dad's pickup truck. First time caller.
Well, that's awesome, Sam. We appreciate. Sam means WIP, not just specifically our show. When people say that, they generally mean WIP as a whole, not just the Hugh Douglas show. Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
I hear you talking about pettiness, and I've heard the different opinions. I'd like to put forward a different petty opinion.
Okay.
You think that they should run it as much as possible. I think true petty runs it not once. We can beat you without
running the tush push. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
super
that's petty.
True petty.
Yeah,
that's Game of Thrones petty.
Yeah.
That's
Red Wedding petty.
Yeah, that's
Game of Thrones.
That's one you could hear Sirianni after the game saying, and we didn't even need to use that play. Like, he could rub it in their face that way.
Yeah, because we beat the brakes off of y'all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, so that's my prediction. That's what I think.
I'm with that. I'm okay with that.
Sam, it's an interesting, and it is one that I think they would consider. And again, it all depends. Sam, good phone call. If they don't need it, right? Like if they're not in a third and one or fourth and one or one of those, then we probably won't get that many. I'm just saying, I think it would be fun if we ran it to the point tonight where they almost tapped out. I mean, again, we've talked about it. The Packers are a little bit soft from the head coach
to some of the players.
The players, the quarterback has this thing about him where once in a while he'll look like an elite quarterback and then he'll just revert to looking like crap.
He has a yo-yo situation.
He absolutely does. That's why he's probably closer to the 10th best quarterback rather than like top five, because he just has those games where he's like, what is he doing? But I think I don't think they would handle it well if the Eagles ran the tush-push on them. Like, could you imagine first drive of the game, we get within the five, and we run it four times for a touchdown? You think they're going to handle it well?
I mean, we can get in their heads by doing that.
Yes.
I think we're already in their heads. The fact that the head coach was peppered with questions about it,
yeah,
and Michael Parsons talking about it the way he's talking about, I think that's already a done deal.
Well, and their answer, I mean, they are being peppered with questions, which it's a huge storyline entering the game. They're the team that tried to get this thing out of the NFL. Let's talk to Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Sean.
I'm at work now, but yeah, I'm a little scared about, not scared, just nervous.
I feel you, Sean. It's this is a safe space. You can tell us how you feel. I have some nerves, too.
Yeah, man, because we haven't been playing well, and everything is not lined up the way people think it is because of the trade deadline. We picked up some good names or whatever, but our O-line is still suspect. And being able to run against a defense like Michael Parsons is going to be extremely hard, man.
I'm glad you brought up the run thing, because I think tonight, Sean, is going to be a great test to see, is our run game really back, Hugh? Like, it's our last game, we ran it for over 200 yards,
yeah,
right? Like,
especially, you're going to want to test it.
Yes.
With the weather being inclement the way it's, well, it's going to be cold.
It'd be cold.
So you want to test it. You want to test
it. It'd be kind of cold. I mean, is tonight really cold?
What, 26?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, 26 is cold. Where you live?
In Green Bay? 26?
Yeah, I don't live in Green Bay. It's cold. It's going to be cold.
You do live in the Midwest, though.
Yeah,
I do live in the Midwest.
For the Midwest, this isn't that cold.
You act like when you say that bothers me. That bothers the people that are listening more than it bothers me.
Well, did you hear that sounder we had coming back at the 11 o'clock? I mean, it was all about the Midwest. I mean,
yeah.
It could be a shot.
Yes, it's going to be a little chilly. It's going to be a little chilly.
I don't view 26 in Lambeau in November or December as that chilly.
Go out there half naked and play, Joe. And
well,
see
why
how
would
you
I
feel.
Be half naked?
If I was playing,
I'd have a uniform on, first
but
of
I'm
all.
Just saying, it's not a whole lot of clothes. It's not like you're layered with the uniform, and most guys go out there with no sleeves.
That's their fault.
So it's,
I mean, well,
they are running around and, exerting energy
out
there.
It's cold, though, man. It's cold.
Well, shouldn't that be our advantage?
Man,
aren't we the tougher team?
Oh, this is going to be cold at night. This is going to be so cold. Yeah, it's cold.
What are you afraid of the cold for?
Oh, I'm not afraid of cold. I'm not playing.
I know.
You're talking to a guy who historically has not had a jacket in years. Only reason I got one is because
of
Delaware
State.
Yeah, but
you do talk about when you come in here, it's cold this morning.
Yeah, I do.
Like it's in the 40s.
I complain about the cold and don't have a coat on, though. Yeah. So that's kind of like, that complaining is what old people do.
Yeah, I do think the tush-push and running the football, though, to your point, with the weather, it could be a big thing tonight.
Yeah, because nobody wants to get touched. Like, the beautiful thing about the run game in December, January, and now, well, November, December, January, is most teams don't want to be touched, especially when it's outside. That's a different animal.
Are you convinced, not do you think, not do you hope, are you convinced our run game is back one game?
I'm not.
I'm not either. And tonight, is you said it, the Green Bay Packers come in tonight second in the NFL in rush yards allowed per game. They're second in the NFL. Tonight, I think tonight is going to tell the story of, are the Eagles actually trending in the right direction? If they go there tonight and run the football really well tonight, like whoever, it's Saquon, Bigsby, all Saquon, whatever the combination is, and we walk out of there and we run the ball for, 150 yards, then this run game is back. And if the run game is back, to add to what the pass game has been the last
more
four
potent.
Or five, now we're going somewhere.
That's why I said I think it's important, because stacking up tonight, I feel like, especially what they did last week, you're still playing the run. You're not that confident in Jalen's throwing the ball. You're not that confident in that. So I'm still going to stop the run. I'm playing to stop the run. That's why I say throw the ball. Throw the ball deep first and then open it up. Open up the running game. But when you have that threat that I can beat you in the air,
yeah,
that opens up everything else.
I wonder how long that's going to last if the Eagles don't run the football. I wonder if teams are going to start playing the Eagles' pass game more than their run game. The last 4 weeks, they've had one good running game, and they've had three or four good passing games. Think it starts to change at some point? Like, if the Eagles don't run the ball super well tonight, do you think teams are going to start to play them differently because the pass game has been better the last month?
I think that's what you're hoping for because it felt like a lot of teams when you play that are balanced is pick your poison. And a lot of teams aren't equipped to stop the passing game. But with this team, the passing game has been sporadic. It hasn't been lighting up the scoreboard, but it's been decent. So that's why I feel like a lot of times going into these games, the consensus is to stop the run. Talking to some of these guys, man, it's always we see a lot of similar looks. Like a team might run one thing and we're scouting for that, but then they'll come out in a different look because mm-hmm. they're coming out to stop the run because they're not too much afraid of the passing game. So in order to make it easier to run the ball, you got to throw the ball. That's how I look at it because if I'm going to a game as a defender, I'm not playing the pass because you're not – this might not be true, but this is what I feel. I'm not playing the pass because you're not that good at it. You know what I'm saying? That would be my mindset.
But they have been good lately.
No, they have, but they haven't been consistent with it.
But what have they been consistent doing? Nothing.
Nothing. But the running game, like going off of last year, because I think when you talk about this, a lot of the teams that we played are still going off of that last year. We know Saquon looks the same. Sure. We've all said it. He looks like a home run hitter. I'm not letting him get going. Like, that's what I'm not going to do. And that's what teams have done for the last couple of weeks. They haven't let him get going.
Well, the Giants did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, that's what I would do.
Well, the good news, speaking of Saquon and AJ, is they're both off the injury report. I mean, mm-hmm. Obviously, AJ missed the last game with the hamstring injury. Saquon came out of that game. I never thought that was super serious because it just felt like they're up so much. What's the point of keeping him in the game? And then Bigsby just ran crazy in the fourth quarter. But Saquon's on the injury report. He's good to go. AJ's on the injury report. Good to go. This is as healthy as they've been outside of Juergens at center on the offense for a while now. 215-592-9494. Juan in Honeybrook. What's up, Juan?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Juan. What's up?
I just want to say push that tush
there we go.
All the way down their throat until they submit. Mm. No moss.
Sounds weird.
It sounds right to me, Juan.
Yeah, I mean,
No moss. This tonight's the night to make the Packers tap out. I want to see Micah Parsons ask his way out of the game because he doesn't want to defend this thing.
I mean, what is Sirianni's record after the bye?
4-0.
I believe undefeated during the regular season. Yep.
Yep. And it's going to continue. You know what I mean? And Sirianni is petty, like somebody was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's petty. And they say they don't listen to the radio, they listen to the radio. But we got to get ready for our defense to show up tonight. And Saquon's going to hit a home run tonight, most definitely. But my main two things is Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert. If they get involved in the game, I think we're going to blow them out.
Mm, you heard him.
Well, the Goddard thing, Goddard's been really good. I think we've actually not talked enough about, Juan, a good phone call, how good Goddard has been this year. Does he have 7 touchdowns? I mean, Goddard is pacing for one of the best Eagles tight end seasons we've ever seen. I mean, 7 touchdowns at the midway point of the season?
And that sounds like Pro Bowl numbers.
It sure does. It sounds like kind of numbers from a guy that it was ridiculous that anyone thought he shouldn't be here this past offseason.
Oh, yeah, he took a pay cut.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I believe some people around here were good letting Dallas Goedert go.
TD, 289 yards. 30 catches. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's a great season.
Yeah, heck yeah.
He's turned into the weapon in the red zone that we always thought he could be. And you know what? Kevin Petullo, tonight's the night to see how much he built during the bye week and added to this thing. I feel like at some point, maybe after tonight, someone around here, some people around here could owe Kevin Petullo a major apology because there were some people early in the season that were just...
Yeah,
you know,
some of y'all.
Yeah, y'all. People that said he wasn't calling the plays and the Rams come back.
Yeah,
and all
some
that.
Of y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you crafted an apology yet?
I'm not apologizing to him. For what?
Well, you lied about him to everybody.
I didn't lie.
You did.
What do you mean I lied about?
You started a whole rumor.
You had
that
so
Hurts
many people
took
believing.
Play calling away.
Yeah,
from
I did.
Him.
I started that.
That
rumor.
That was crazy.
Salacious.
It was
malicious rumor.
Yeah.
I stand
so
by.
So you should apologize to him.
No, because it was during right. my reckless speculation.
If the Eagles go out there tonight and light up the Packers,
so what?
So what?
I'm not giving him. I'm not apologizing.
But maybe he is a good coordinator.
Maybe.
I mean, it looks like we're trending that way.
Maybe.
Yeah. What does that mean, maybe?
Maybe.
It'll be the most impressive win of the year.
No, the most impressive coordinator we had here last year was Goober.
No, most impressive win of the year. Forget Goober.
But he's still got a long way to go. Got big shoes to fill.
Really?
I'm not apologizing for too long.
Well, I mean, you crushed him after his third game of the season.
No, I didn't crush him. I didn't crush him. I just said maybe he wasn't calling plays. Y'all crushed him.
No. What happened?
It was more than a maybe. He's not
y'all people
plays.
Crushed
you
him.
You flat out accused
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and you,
I did. I accused him. Yes, I did.
You
recklessly.
What you did is you threw dirt on
the guy.
I don't
have to apologize for reckless speculation.
I'm just saying he might be good.
He might be.
Yeah. So in that case,
well, he might have lucked into the fact that Cam Jurgens got hurt and they had to change the offense because out of sheer necessity.
Yeah, but look at that offense now.
Yeah, it looks pretty
good. Everyone tells me they're trending in the right direction.
One sampling size.
215-592-9494. All right, a lot of people sound confident in a win tonight. I trust the Eagles more than the Packers. If it's close, I trust them to make a play. But I have some nerves for this game tonight. Where do you come down? Hugh Douglas is telling me he's confident.
I am confident. Yeah, I'm so confident.
I don't feel it as much as... So now, Kyle's confident. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. All right. Speaking of getting ahead of ourselves, which I think people are with the fact that the Eagles are trending in the right direction after one good game, Elliott Shore Parks is there in Green Bay getting way ahead of himself. You got to hear this take next. We're going to unpack what's on the line tonight for the Eagles and maybe for the Hurts-Sirianni coach-quarterback combination in pro football history. That is next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.